This is Kathy Forstey reporting from Folk Alliance International 2017 in Kansas City, Missouri. And we are pleased to have Beth Marlin with us today in our shows we're doing here in our hotel room at the Sheridan Hotel. And Beth has been on our station, since I think the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we got a brilliant CD from her called Railroad that we've been playing. And I just love all the songs on that CD.
Oh,
you did a really great job.
Thanks so much.
What influenced you to do that album? And
Well, first of all, this is my seventh album. Mm-hmm. In the 90s, I was Bethy on BMG doing kids' music.
Yeah.
Took a little break to raise a couple of kids of my own. And when I moved up to San Francisco from L.A., I got swept into a lovely music community, and I was labeled a folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that any good folk singer needs to take a classic folk song and embrace it and make mm-hmm. it their own. And I chose I've Been Working on the Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the start of putting these four songs together. And,
yeah. So doing children's music and then doing what you're doing now, what is the biggest difference in?
Well, I started as an indie children's artist, and then I got signed to BMG. That was big. That was like having great machinery cranking behind you with an in-house publicist mm-hmm. and travel agent and all that stuff. And then I was gone. I wrote for Disney and Sesame Street while I was raising two children. I took a long break, came back as an indie artist mm-hmm. again, and the business has completely changed. I think the internet and streaming, yeah. People don't buy that much music. So mm-hmm. you really, the thing that I love about it is that I'm completely in control. And I pick and choose, and I do things right. that I really love. So the difference is the industry has changed greatly, and
yeah.
you've got to kind of flow with it. And
yeah. You have to. I
yep.
mean, you really have no choice.
Uh-huh.
So just not to linger on your career as a children's music, but was there any songs that we would know from Sesame Street that you...
Well, I wrote for Sesame Street Live, their touring show,
uh-huh.
and I took songs from an album called Bethy's Really Silly Songs About Animals.
Uh-huh.
Dance with the Bears was the song that they are still using in that show, but
okay.
Sam the Snake was one of my big
okay.
kids' hits. I reunited here with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer,
uh-huh.
who sang on a couple of my kids' albums. And so, but yeah, I sang at the White House, I sang at the Audubon
wow.
Zoo, did a lot of touring as a children's artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do shows for kids, but mainly mm-hmm. Folk songs, folk shows.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing now.
Thank you. Me too.
It's great music, and
so
I really
much.
Enjoy it. So where did you record the Railroad album?
I have a longtime partner in music. His name is John Baker, and he has a studio in L.A., and we've been working together for 35 years. Everything from my early rock and roll days in
mm-hmm.
as punk singer and in L.A. through my whole children's career and now as back to my folk roots. So I basically wait until I have a nice collection of songs that I think are viable, and we go in and we work together, and
mm-hmm.
it's a great partnership.
Great. Can you play a song for us?
I'd love to. So I hope my brain is functioning. Folk Alliance International starts at 9 in the morning and ends at about 5 in the morning
exactly.
the following day. So none of us have gotten much sleep. But here we go. This is I've Been Working on the Railroad, and started as a labor song.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of the conference is activism, so I'm playing mm-hmm. this every day. Here we go. I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow, oh Dinah? Oh, Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? I've been picking on my guitar through the cold blustery night. I've been picking on my guitar just trying to get it right. Can't don't you hear the strings a harming? I play that old folk song. When you hear the strings a humming, people sing along. Saying someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Ooh, strumming on the old, strumming on the old, strumming on the old banjo. Sing fee-fa-fee-li-ah-o, fee-fa-fee-li-ah-o, fee-fa-fee-li-ah-o.
Beth Marlin.
Thank you.
And so everybody comes to Folk Alliance for different reasons. What was your reason for coming to Folk Alliance this year?
Well, it's community. I am big in my San Francisco community. The glue that holds us together is promoter Casey Turner. He's passionate about the singer-songwriter genre, and we're very lucky to have him. We collaborate on things. He throws sweet nuggets of gigs my way, and he swept me in. And so we have a wonderful representation from San Francisco here, and I realized that through Facebook I have musician friends from all over the world. So this is a great opportunity to meet them and listen to their music and play together. And right now, it's a great respite from what is going on in the world.
Yes.
So I think everybody here this year, I think, feels a great need to come together and to enjoy a peaceful week of making music.
Yeah. How serendipitous was it that they picked this theme for this year? I mean,
it was amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
The theme for this year is Forbidden Folk.
Yes.
And we have, you know, it's all about rising, you know, yep. resisting and rising up and taking control of mm-hmm. your own world. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's, I think it's, you know, something, some power was like saying, okay, you're going to need this.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, it feels really good to be here. I understand the attendance is 2,700.
Yeah, it's like the biggest they've had, I think.
So. And what a great venue to come together.
Yeah. yeah. So do you tour with your, I mean, outside of the San Francisco area?
My perspective on touring is that I go to certain regions of the country and the world to visit people mm-hmm. or to recreate. And when I go, I always do some music when I'm there.
Okay.
I'm not a quote-unquote touring artist. I'm a real mm-hmm. homebody. I'm kind of the matriarch of a family, and I love my community. So mm-hmm. being away is not good for me physically or emotionally. So yeah. I pick and choose. I try and reach out to different geographic areas, but mm-hmm. I am not quote-unquote touring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you invite me to come somewhere, and I'll be there.
Well, we'd love to have you come to Kansas City. That's for sure.
Thank you.
You've been through all kinds of different styles in your life as far as music.
Yes.
You said you started out as a punk musician. Mm-hmm. So what was your early influences, and how do you think it brought you to where you are today?
Mother was a pianist and opera lover. That was my first influence. Meet the Beatles was the first record that I bought. And at 13, my dad was entering me into talent contests, and I was playing songs like Moon River. Mm. I had a diversity of influences. I loved bluegrass. in my late teens, early 20s. And I kind of assimilated all of these styles. If you listen to my children's albums, I didn't record music for kids in a simple way. I didn't. I took my all of my creative people in L.A., studio musicians and composers, and gave them kind of free rein. So we recorded music that adults would consider kind of orchestral, fully produced. I take all of these influences, and I'd like to sit down and just write in various whoever I've seen last live. somehow it filters in and it comes out as being influenced by that particular artist. Mm-hmm. So I'm like a sponge.
I was going to say you're a musical sponge. So what do you think it was about the Beatles that has been so important to people as far as music is concerned?
Well, for me, it's about the writing first and the impact of hearing them for the first time. Those sounds, those voices, those words resonated with a new generation, very different from the early rock and roll in America. Mm-hmm. And God, struck a chord. I as a high school student, volunteered as an usher at the Fillmore East in New York. And I used to go in and, like, clean the chairs before the audience came in, and I listened to sound checks. People like Janis Joplin, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix. I thought that was, like, the normal generational music. Like, don't artists like that come around every few years?
Yeah.
What I learned was that it was such a remarkable period for creativity and expression. And I think we're going to find that now because this is a very vulnerable time, and at vulnerable times in history, artists seem to come out and they start writing and sharing, and it's a great thing. I've already heard a lot of music here that reflects.
I was going to say, have you heard anybody in particular you think that's gonna?
Gosh, yes, Bob Hillman, who's a friend from San Francisco. He's doing some really interesting writing. I'm anxious to hear Steve Pultz. He has a new song. And
he's been very good for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Paul Ellis. I have so many sounds in my head from all the music that I've heard in the last few days, but there's a lot of wonderful writers here. And it's very inspirational. You just kind of bop from room to room and you hear something great. So
yeah. Well, can we hear something great from you right now?
I will try. I'm going to... I'm going to go away from the, you know what? I think I'm going to play you my song that I wrote for the Times on inauguration night. One of our San Francisco singer-songwriters, John Elliott, put together a show of artists, and he asked us to come and write something to express how we felt about what was happening in the administration. So this is a brand new song, and it's called Won't Go Silent. This will definitely be on my next recording.
Cool.
I'm a baby boomer. Once I was a hippie. My friends went off to fight the Vietnam War. I've been called bad names just for being born Jewish, and I won't go silent, no, I won't go silent, no, I won't go silent anymore. You can fill me up with a bucket full of lies. Shut it down, lay me off, strip me of my pride, and I'm taken to the streets with my sisters and my brothers. And we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent anymore. South side of town. Whoa. Go out to play and they get shut down. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm calling
people of color and the white ones too. Oh yeah, we better get our shit together. There's a lot to do. Whoa, 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 whoa. And we won't go silent. No, we won't go silent. No, we won't go silent anymore. No, we won't go silent. No, 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 we won't go silent. No, we won't go silent anymore. Oh, I'm taken to the streets with the Constitution of these United States. Yeah, I'm taken to the streets with the Constitution of these United States. Taken to the streets with the Constitution of these United States. Oh, I'm taken to the streets with the Constitution of these United States. And we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent anymore. No, we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent, no, we won't go silent anymore.
All right. If you don't feel empowered after hearing that song, that's great. Beth Marlin, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank
you for having
me.
It was great having you drop by and talk to us a little bit and play for us. It was wonderful hearing
you. Have a great rest of the conference.
You
too. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Yeah. This is Kathy Forstie at the Folk Alliance International Conference in Kansas City, Missouri.